In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Many of you probably have heard of Jesus being referred to as a king. As a king. I know we have a strong chapter of Daughters of the King, which Jesus being the king. And today we celebrate what is called Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King Sunday, yet it's not typically what you might think of as a king. Basically, Jesus was hanging on a cross dying, and the Romans mocked him by saying, "The King of the Jews. Here's the King of the Jews." And then the soldiers were telling him, "If you're the king, and you're so all-powerful, save yourself and come down from that cross." It didn't look much like a king from what we would normally consider a king to be, or as a king what they would. Today, in today's world, we love the cross. We love crosses. Many of you probably have a cross necklace or cross earrings. You have a special cross in your house probably. We love cross. It's an item that we adore, and it has a special value and a special symbol to us all, that cross. But back in the day, a cross was not a good symbol. Back in the Roman times, a cross was used to execute people, to execute criminals, and they hung them up where people could see them. So when people going by saying, "I better behave. I don't want to end up like that." It was a horrible symbol. Horrible. And Jesus, who is the King of the Jews that we celebrate and we read today, that he's hanging on a cross. And that's really not what we think a king's to be. That's not necessarily what the Jews thought that the king was to be. The Jews, as y'all know, you've heard me preach, the Messiah was going to lift the Jews from the Roman oppression. It was going to raise an army. And they were going to beat the Romans back. And that didn't happen. Jesus is up on a cross. He's dead. And they didn't have 2,000 years of reflecting and reading scripture that told them that Jesus was going to rise like we do. So he was dead. He was dead on a cross. And he was mocked, the King of the Jews. So things looked real bleak. They looked bad. They looked real bad from their point of view. And if we were reading that story without knowing that he rose from the dead, we'd say, "Oh, that's pretty bad." But as you've known over and over again throughout history, God takes what looks bad and makes whole. God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are not our ways. Let me put it this way. God turns everything upside down. How in the heck were they supposed to know that God was going to really make Jesus the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings? Well, God knew. Some of the disciples might have had faith, but most of them, Peter, Paul, James, they were hiding out scared. It wasn't until Mary Magdalene, who was the brave woman, all the men heading for the hills, who went to his grave to go check on him, and Jesus wasn't there. And then Mary saw that Jesus wasn't there, and the angel and said, "He's not here, for he has been risen." Now, that turns history upside down. That turns this whole thing. What we thought was going to be the Messiah, what we thought how God was going to be to relieve the Jews from their oppression from the Romans, was God was really bringing God to God's self through Jesus, was becoming a person in Jesus, was becoming fully human, fully divine in Jesus, and was raising from the dead Jesus, who gave us that opportunity to know God in a different way. Think about it. God wasn't just that grand old man up there zapping you for sinning and was far, far away. God, who was with us from the beginning as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that second person, the Christ, became human in Jesus. Jesus, fully human, fully divine. And what that does for us is we are allowed to participate in that divinity and humanity of Christ, because Christ became one of us and God has shared his divine life with us here and now. Not far away, not something that we just hope for, but God is with us. Have you ever heard of the word Emmanuel? Christmas and Advent's coming. We're fixing to sing about it. That literally means God is with us. God's not far away. God is here. Christ is here. Christ became one of us, and Christ rose from the dead. He walked that walk. He didn't merely talk that talk. And God is God. He could have just talked the talk, so he chose to walk the walk. And we know we have a God who loves us, cares for us deeply, who died, who came through Jesus and died and rose, suffered a horrible death, knows what it's like to feel human suffering and joy. And we can count on that, to know that God is with us through the good, through the bad, through the beautiful, through the ugly, through everything. God is with us. If God was here and loved us so much, he gave his son, became one of us and rose. God is with you whether you feel it or not. He is here through Jesus Christ. It's not someone far away. And God is that king, as St. Paul says. And that's what St. Paul says so lovingly. And I'm going to turn the page and read it if I guess. Should have already been there by now. He is that king, even though they were mocking him. That Jesus, the Christ, is the king of the universe on heaven and earth. And Paul, he says there that for in Christ, or for in him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things on heaven and earth. All things, whether on heaven or on earth. Not just when you die, but here, the kingdom of heaven. And he made peace through that blood of the cross, and he reconciled us to him. And God is the king, the head of the body, the church, the risen Christ, who we tell the gospel. And when two or three are gathered, Christ is present. And we are the many members of the body of Christ, with Christ being the king, the head, who proclaim Christ crucified and rose, who see each other as a person in Christ, as we love to serve the Lord, to see us how we help each other in times of need, and how we celebrate with each other in times of joy, and how we reach out to others who are needy, like this wonderful Thanksgiving bags y'all give, we're going to give to Wham to help those who can't afford a Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to donate that today. And that's not all. We gave a whole, the bags were full, and on Wednesday everybody took a whole bunch, and we were like, oh my God, we're not going to have any at the altar. And look, that just came since Wednesday. We've had twice that much. That is amazing. But that is what us serving God, serving the body of Christ, being one with each other, realizing that Christ is the head, and realizing how God turns history upside down, making something so horrible into the saving act of humanity, both here on earth and through eternity. So let us praise and be thankful this Thanksgiving to Christ our King, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.